From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Poprad with a cough in the background from Mr. Banks. How professional is that? My name's Eric Wiltshire. This is Postcard from Poprad. And humble apologies for last week. Circumstances beyond control. Technical stuff went down the toilet. And we ended up with no net whatsoever. I'm like a man with no arms. Anyway, I'm based at the east of Slovakia, just underneath the beautiful, uber cool Tatry Mountains, and it's just nice. Come and see us sometime. Over in India at the moment, it's none other than Lee Banks.
Well, it is, isn't it? Here, listen to this one. This is a really good one, and it's true, right? I had occasion, right, to phone my bank in England.
Oh, right.
Yes, 2 days ago, I phoned my bank in England, and obviously I got through to a call centre. Because I said, I'm phoning you on Skype, and because I'm in India, and the bloke said to me in an Indian accent, he said, are you? I'm in India too. I said, well, that's a surprise. And I said, where are you? I said, I'm in Delhi. Whereabouts in Delhi, right? And I said, in Gorgan. And he says, I'm in Gorgan.
Richard, would you like to say hello to the world? Because I'm on a radio programme at the minute.
Are we?
Yeah, Richard wants to... Lee, our friend Richard over in Aqua City, shameless plug, wants to know if he can talk to me while you talk about India for a minute. Is that all right?
That's fine. I'll carry on talking about
India. You talk about India, then. Off you go.
Right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I was saying is, right, I said I'm in Gorgan, which is this place we're in now, which is probably one of the poshest places in Delhi at the moment. It's a millionaire's paradise. And this bloke to me said, he said, well, I'm in Gorgan too. And you can believe this or believe it not, this is the truth. I looked out of the window and I could see that bank call centre over there. And I said, get to the window and wave. So he went to the window and we waved to each other. I was phoning him from 7,000 miles away and he was across the road. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? If you've any thoughts on it, give us a bell.
No, Lee, you've got to keep going a bit. I'm still talking to Richard.
Going, all right.
Keep going.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, here's another thing that happened to me. I'm not very pleased with India, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not very pleased with the Scottish people either. Because we got invited to a ball, a St. Andrew's Day ball, right? At a very posh hotel, right? Now, it's organised by Scots in India, right? In Delhi, right? The Scottish Association in India. And I was told that it was totally free. Well, it wasn't actually totally free because I had to pay 50 quid a ticket to go. Now, that doesn't sound totally free to me. Anyway, and I also had to buy myself a pair of strides, a new shirt and a tie because it was a posh ball. And so I went there. We had a glass of wine with our meal. Very nice meal. Lovely meal. Very pleased. Very plush. Had a glass of whiskey because it was Scottish. Then guess what? You had to go to the bar to buy your drinks. This was the free thing that had cost us 50 quid each to go to. We'd had a glass of wine and a glass of whiskey. So I went to the bar, said, can I have a bottle of red wine, please? And they said, 3,000 rupees. And I thought, well, that's all right. That's £4.50. So I went back to the table, said to all the guests, I'm saying, hey, I tell you what, don't worry about this free bar not being free anymore. It's only £4.50 for a bottle of red wine. And they all looked at me a bit quizzically and they said, how much? I said, 3,000 rupees. They said, that's 45 quid. 45 quid for a bottle of red wine and a free do.
Ouch.
Sorry, did that hurt your ears?
Well, you're ranting a bit. I'll just let you carry on, as the listeners will know. I've been sitting listening to you for ages.
Well, I thought you were on the phone. I could hear you.
No, because I turned the microphone down.
Well, anyway, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Don't you cough while I'm ranting.
I'm not coughing. Nobody can hear me coughing.
Did you just press your button without me knowing?
Yes.
Well, anyway, so I went to this place called Chingnash thing. Anyway, yeah. But
you're not in China, you're in India.
I know, but I can't remember what it's called. It's called Chingnang Crook or something like that. It means the crossroads at Chingnang, right? And guess what? It was like Blade Runner. Couldn't believe it, man. There was a radio station there, right? And it was all the walls of this marketplace we were in, this old falling down marketplace. And it was just like little loudspeakers pinned to the walls all the way around. It made us like look really old fashioned, Eric, I tell you. And it was called Radio WC. Ha ha ha!
Which reminds me, I've got to do some housekeeping. Must say hello to the guys at Talk Radio X Replay Radio. You wonderful folks wandering around using your smartphones on Audio Boo. And, of course, you lovely folks on RTI. Apologies, Mark can't be with us this week, but he's away from the internet this week, so we can't talk to him either.
He's lost in the Alps, isn't he? He's lost in a breakfast cereal.
Oh, very droll. Very droll indeed. I am going to get very angry this week, boys and girls. Very angry this week.
And so am I!
Well, that's probably true. There was something else I was going to say during that phone call I just took with Mr. Aqua City himself, but I won't because I can't remember now. Never mind. But anyway, he said hello to you.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hello to Mr. Aqua City. Hey!
Right, so...
He's called Richard, isn't he?
He is called Richard, actually.
I like Richard. He's a lovely, lovely
He's an all right guy, isn't he? He's a nice guy.
He's a lovely man.
Actually, if you come out here, you'll be out seeing. Simple as that. are we supposed to be doing news, aren't we?
Well, that's what we're supposed to actually be doing, a radio show.
Not taking
phone calls and not dropping me in it by making me talk about something I didn't intend to talk about out of the blue like that.
Oh, I've got a flashback now.
Oh, no, you've not been on drugs again, have you?
I've had a flashback.
Oh, another one? That's two in 3 seconds.
Do you remember, boys and girls, humour me a minute. Do you remember, Lee, something like 5 years ago, going upstairs in the old studios one evening, into the old studio about 8:30 in the evening?
I sort of vaguely do,
And it was your first occurrence on the radio.
My first occurrence on the radio?
Yes. And you said, I don't like that. I don't like my voice. I can't do that.
I think I do, actually. I do remember that was a couple, nearly 3 years ago now.
That was more than that.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot longer than that.
Anyway. Oh, I do remember now. That's right. In that studio in the centre of town, that had those naughty, naughty people next door, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? That's another story. Let's move on. Lots of cram into the programme this week. Don't forget you can find us on Facebook, as even more of you are doing, which is very, very nice. Thank you very much. I might talk about my new toy I got this week. Thank you, boss.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because you've just been spent the last half hour telling me about it. I was bored.
Well, I won't then. So there.
All right,
I shall play with my apps on my own, and it's not an iPhone. I have got an iPhone, but I don't use it because Uncle Lee's going to use it. when I get
you
around...
just carry on playing with your apps.
Yeah. I like playing with my apps.
I know you do, but don't tell the ladies and gentlemen about it.
Why, I like playing with my apps. Isn't it funny
it's
how...
It's supposed to be a grown-up show.
Oh, isn't it funny, though, how words that we used to use a long time ago have changed meaning or been hijacked. That could be a topic for a programme one week. Anyway, this week we saw the sad demise at aged 80 of Sir Jimmy Savile, one of the legends of broadcasting in the UK. He's worked on so many stations. He's given so many people such delights. I'll let Lee do the first bit. I'll clear my throat because it's going to be difficult the next bit. And away we go.
Well, yeah, I think it's just sad that Sir Jimmy's gone. He died actually 2 weeks ago, but he was buried this week. And he was buried, this is typical of Jimmy Savile, because he was a completely true blue British eccentric.
Yep.
And he's been buried at a 45-degree angle in the graveyard so they can actually overlook the sea at his beloved hometown of Scarborough.
Indeed. And do you know what? Do you know there was a little bit of annoyance from me this week over that?
Why?
Because I looked through the media... because I respect Jimmy Savile a lot, and you heard the story a couple of weeks ago of meeting him with my cousin who was severely injured by the motorcycle accident.
That's right, yeah.
And he was absolutely lovely. And before he went to the cathedral to be buried, he was in a massive hotel in Leeds, and there was an open casket for people to go and say goodbye to him. And they kind of used the laying in state terms, but with the emphasis of which, well, nobody's interested in Sir Jimmy. And yet thousands and thousands and thousands of people went there to pass their respects and say goodbye to a great man. And yet the media was almost dismissive of it. And that kind of annoyed me a bit because...
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time that me and Eric have been by ourselves without that lovely Mark for ages. And I'm going to fall out with him now. That's a complete utter tarry diddle. Because every newspaper carried loads on Sir Jimmy Savile. He was a wonderful icon, a British icon.
People, I'm not talking about newspapers.
Oh, sorry, then I'm not going to have a row with him, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm talking about broadcast people.
Oh, broadcast. Well, that's it, isn't it? Philistines.
What, so you're...
Oh, God, I've one. Oh, I've just realised.
I'm sure Sir Jimmy would look down upon us and go, carry on, boys. And actually, a top tip, if you are really keen on going into broadcasting, Sir Jimmy Savile is one of those people who you can admire because he never changed into that mid-Atlantic, yes, indeedy style of broadcasting.
No, he didn't.
He stayed with Sir Jimmy, and it fed him well, it clothed him well, it put money in the bank well, it looked after the mum known as the Duchess, and he never changed his style. He was just as it is, warts and all, and that's the way you should approach broadcasting. If you try and pretend to be anybody else, you're only going to be second rate. I thank you, Sir Jimmy, for a great load of radio shows that you've done over the years on all the stations you've been on, including Radio 1 and, of course, the legendary Radio Luxembourg, which is being commemorated this month, by the way, because it closed 20 years ago. Ouch.
Is that how long ago it is?
Ouch. Ouch.
Ooh, Eric.
Ouch.
Oh, you must have only been three when you were broadcasting there, then.
Well, by the calculation that I normally tell everybody, I'd have been minus.
I didn't know you used to be a miner. Oh, you just got an old Thursday tuck down there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you are in the UK and can go, the Radio Academy are marking the event. Some of the old DJs are there and people behind the scenes, like the legendary Mike Knight, who's a lovely chap and a really good radio guy as well. They're going to be in London. Sadly, I can't be there, but we'll be thinking of you boys at the Radio Academy this coming month when they commemorate the passing of Radio Luxembourg 20 years ago.
Yeah, but it's had a sort of comeback, hasn't it?
Well, kind of, yes, ish. But it's just the thought. Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of say to yourself, I think I'm getting old.
Don't say that, Eric. Never say you're getting old. Everybody else tells you you're getting old. Don't you admit it.
All right, then. Okay, so I can still be 19.
You can still be 19. You can still be whatever you want, as far as I'm concerned, because I know the truth.
So it wasn't me on Radio Luxembourg then?
I thought we were talking about Radio Caroline.
No, that's even older.
Is that even older?
1963.
What, Radio Caroline's older than Luxembourg?
No, it's not. Radio Caroline started in 63. Radio Luxembourg was pre-war and originally started in Paris.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Just because he hasn't got Mark to fall back on, he's just falling apart.
No, I was nearly in tears when they closed Radio Luxembourg down.
I did. I remember Luxembourg listening to it under the sheets on my little transistor thing.
Shush. Well, anyway,
I was listening under the sheets.
If you want to go over to my blog sometime, there's a link to it there. So if you go over to...
But have a look at his apps.
Yeah, look. EricWiltshire.blogspot.com. Stick it in the Google, that'll find it. And there's a little way down. You can go to some of the broadcasting highlights I've been involved with. And I'm eternally grateful to John, the then general manager, for saying thank you during the final close-down speech that he made about 20 minutes before the station went off the air. So, John, if you're listening, thank you very much indeed for that. I will always treasure that as a beautiful possession. Absolutely marvellous. On the great 208, as it was then. Simply not dead.
Dead? Well, simply not dead. Yeah, I know. I think this is terrible. Poor old Mick Hucknall. Yeah. It was came out that he was all over Twitter saying that he'd been killed in a jet ski accident. When I saw a jet ski, I thought he died in a Russian aeroplane, actually. But he wasn't. He was one of those things on the wall. Oh, that was all right. Anyway, yeah. And it was put out by an outfit, a news outfit.
Don't mention them. Well, if they can't get it right, why should we give them a free plug?
Well, I wasn't going to give them a free plug. I was going to say, don't listen to them, or watch them, or read them.
No, because this is the problem, you see. Whenever a journalist gives a group, organisation, even an artist, some plugs because they've done something wrong, invariably everybody goes over there.
Actually, you're quite right. But also, I was actually going to defend them because they've been lambasted for getting this wrong and putting it out. And that's why I was going to mention. But I won't. I will bow to your superior knowledge. CG used to be on the Radio Luxembourg before the war. Right?
That was not a long way.
Anyway, yeah, because it is very simply. And it's a problem that you have now with internet news, right? Because this whole organisation got the news, and what they didn't do was check it out thoroughly enough before they actually published
it.
And
the fault of the journalist.
I agree 100%. Yeah, I'm saying that, but it's the speed of the news now that people take chances and make mistakes. Mm. And they made a mistake and they embarrassed poor old Mr. Hucknall. Have you seen the pictures of him? He's looking a bit rough, isn't he?
He looks a bit like a prune.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's terrible. But I say, but the women still think he's got a sort of a thingy.
he's got some mojo.
He's mojo. I used to love mojos. You remember them little black toffees were gorgeous, weren't they? Yeah.
You can actually say
he's not holding back the years. That was my joke. That's all I was trying to get to.
Was it? You were working hard for that one, were you?
Yeah.
Didn't get you very far, did it? Anyway, a small section this week which I've headed up, things that make your blood boil.
I think you're quite right.
Two of them and then a silly. But we'll do the really annoying one first. I
think you're quite right.
But we pontificate on this particular program quite a lot. About my presence in Slovakia, which I adore and love and have adopted as a second country. And I am not trying to change Slovakia into England. Because A, I think it's very disrespectful. B, I think it's stupid. And C, if I wanted England, I'd live in England.
That's right.
Make sense? Yeah.
And there might be a reason why I'm over in India as well, connected to that.
Well, yeah, looking at your hair. Anyway, especially when he hasn't got the ponytail on, boys and girls, he looks like the Maharishi. Actually, yeah, you'd be well with, but not the guitar. What was it called? Sitar.
Sitar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
I told you I've been called a bit of a cult over here for quite often.
You sure that was the right spelling?
Yeah, C-U-L-T. What are you thinking of?
Next. Anyway, good news is Britain has banned an Islamic group ahead of today, where we're recording the programme, which is known as Armistice Day, on the 11th hour of the 11th month. There is a commemoration for the fallen soldiers through all the wars, right the way back to World War One. And this group decided to have a demonstration called Hell for Heroes. And they have a group called Muslims Against Crusades. I have one message for you. Bugger off. If you don't want to be part of the culture and the community you've moved to, I don't think you have the right to be there. I also don't think you have the right to lambast the heroes of the British Army who have given you, think about it, they have given you the freedom to go to England and actually say your ridiculously inappropriate comments, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have had the chance to go there in the first place. So how stupid are you?
I couldn't agree with you more. People who do this, I defend, like people know, freedom of speech to the hilt.
Sure.
But there are times when freedom of speech has to be tempered with dignity and decorum. And these people are possessors of neither. Well, and they should be banned.
They were proposing to burn poppies and chant, right, British soldiers burn in hell. Now, mm-hmm, again, I will say, if you don't want to be part of the British culture and the freedom that it gives you from these people who have died in the past, go away. Go live somewhere else. Simple as that. I'm not going to demand that every church in Slovakia becomes Church of England because it's all Catholic, because I'm here. That is ridiculous. So clean up your act, boys. Wake up. And well done to Theresa May for banning them. I think that's a wonderful idea, just for a change.
I think it is. I think Theresa May needs congratulating, finally, in her long and completely unillustrious career.
More about poppies with the idiots of FIFA in a moment. But can I tell you a silly that really annoys me on the television?
Go on, then.
Because you always say that you've got 100 shopping channels and 20 real channels.
That's right.
Right? So when you put the shopping channels on, will somebody on... Please explain this to me. You see an advert for some plinkety-plink music where they're going, we put this collection together because radio stations won't play these great hits. Hello?
Yeah.
Good morning. Wake up. Dobry rano. There's a reason why they don't play your so-called great tracks anymore. Because nobody wants them.
Because they're rubbish.
Correct. So please don't tell us you put a great collection together because radio stations won't play them because nobody's interested, you buffoons.
And don't you realise that people won't buy it just because you say, is that your fault again? We're going to start talking about India.
Off you go.
Right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, later on, but you won't play my sound bites from it, I went to Formula One. Now, most of you know how I feel about Formula One. Now, what happened at Formula One? We probably will talk about it later on, but I must let you know, the food there was absolutely atrocious. This is supposed to be one of the most sophisticated and enchanting events you can actually attend. Eric was absolutely furious that I was going and he wasn't. But we went to the food tent. Now, remember, we're out in India and it's about 90 degrees hot. And we're starving. We've been travelling for 4 hours to get there. And he's in the stadium. We're sitting in the bleachers, right? Anyway, so we went to the food tent. And it actually said, there, have you just stopped me? Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
I didn't
stop
you.
You just stopped me.
I didn't.
Well, you just spoke to me and then I had stopped because you thought you were talking to me. So
no.
Just let me finish while telling the ladies and gentlemen then,
no.
Please.
No.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Because I went into a food tent, right, and it said on the wall, it said chicken salad and gunpowder for some inexplicable reason. So I thought, what I'll have is a chicken and mayonnaise sandwich, right? Well, you know what? This is India, and health and safety is not one of the greatest caring things that they've got over here. And they kept, in 90 degrees temperature, the chicken butties in a cardboard box in a tent when it's 90 degrees out. Well, all the chicken butties have gone floppy, haven't they? Well, you know what happens when your chicken goes floppy, don't you?
Well, yes, hey? There is that to it as well. Anyway, let's move on to a couple of other stories before we get to the break, where we're going to have a slightly different break for you this week, tell you in a moment. Glad to see that the idiots in FIFA have seen sense, thanks to Prince William, amongst others, that have had to intervene because FIFA said... The English team, which plays on a Saturday just after the Armistice Day, cannot wear a poppy. How stupid are you?
Exactly. And you know what annoys me even more about this?
Yeah, go on.
If you go down to the end of the story, it says right at the end, a giant wreath will be laid on the pitch before Saturday's friendly game. There'll also be a one-minute silence and the tracksuits of England players will be embroidered with poppies. So what are they talking about? Why are they banning poppies? They're knobs.
Well, they've come to a compromise because of Prince William.
Why should they compromise?
They shouldn't have to compromise. The excuse was, if they did it for the poppy, it could mean that other countries who are not as democratic could wear symbols on their shirts, which might offend everybody else. Rubbish.
Yeah, we'll take them on, not ours. Yes. Not ours.
Yeah, tell them we're going to get stuffed. Anyway, with grateful respect to Prince William, thank you.
Yeah, well done, William, yeah.
Absolutely well done.
What about that Sepp Blatter?
I have no word. Well, words fail me for him.
I reckon somebody should clatter Blatter around these
I think everybody should learn from it and realise that there is something to be done. FIFA were totally out of order even going down this road. And further still, the profits from the shirts are going to the poppy appeal. So what he was doing was blocking that, because if you have the poppy on the shirt, it will raise so much money for the poppy appeal, which helps injured soldiers. Blatty, you're just barking.
You're a nutter.
You're just not on this planet, mate. You really have got to wake up and see what you're doing. I mean, to be honest, I would have happily seen England pull out of anything to do with FIFA had this compromise not been agreed. And I would have said, right, screw FIFA, bring football back to where it came from, England. What's it got to do with Switzerland anyway?
What has he got to do with Switzerland?
Oh, no.
Is that where Mr. Blatter lives, next to Little Mark in the Alps? But why doesn't he go and get lost in a breakfast cereal with Mark?
Well,
honest,
absolutely.
And we have to say, because a lot of people think that the Royal British Legion, the poppy appeal, is for soldiers who have long gone and have died.
No, it's helping the ones that are still here.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, 100%. And as much as I had despised David Cameron, almost as much as I despised Gordon Brown, at least he had the chutzpah to get off his middle-class oiky. And write a letter demanding that this was sorted out, and it all worked out. And well done to the Prince William.
I think
person.
It was down to Prince William who actually got the final say in all this.
I think it is. But at least there was some unison and people were actually doing things.
Absolutely. And the other nice thing at and don't forget, this match is being played not outside of England; it's being played at Wembley. For goodness sake.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
And the other nice touch is that more than 500 servicemen will be given free VIP seats to the friendly game, which I think is absolutely wonderful. Hats off to them for that. I think it's superb. And just be nice if England could beat Spain. But that's another story. I think, you know, helping out the soldiers, respecting them, and working with them to help them in the future is absolutely wonderful. At this time, boys and girls, we are going to take a couple of seconds to remember before the break, and we will go silent for this, to remember those that have given service and lives so that people like Lee and I can actually sit on RTI and talk freely. If it wasn't for those people, we wouldn't be able to. So for all the fallen soldiers from the First World War, Second World War, other disputes around the world, you are remembered, and we'll never forget you.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.